Welcome to the final episode of Doc Talk. I'm your host, Eden Fritz-Aguirre. In this episode, we have a discussion of all of the work we've done together this semester. So with that, we're going to explore the impact that this podcast has had on the documentary and share some last thoughts as I reflect on the end of my grad program and on the importance of integrating multimodal teaching approaches into classes. Before we do that, though, let's recap real quick and take a reminder of exactly where we are and where we've come from. I am a graduate student studying towards my Master of Arts in Communication at the University of Hartford. I am also a graduate teaching intern for our School of Communication, where you can find me in some of our video production courses. I first found the inspiration to do this project during the last spring semester, so spring 2023. In that semester, I was serving as a teaching intern for the Digital Media and Journalism documentary class under Dr. Susan Cardillo. In this class, students researched and worked towards the eventual goal of creating a documentary about a change maker in the greater Hartford area, with documentaries about people changing our community. With this experience and having watched the documentaries created by these students, I became inspired to create my own documentary. However, I decided that I wouldn't do it on a specific person, but as a student enrolled in the Communication Master's program in the School of Communication, I noticed that most people really were not aware of the history, even including when I first emailed Sean Park looking for assistance accessing some certain archival materials. He mentioned that offhand he really didn't know much about the history, so I kind of realized that this was the chance to tell the story of the history of the School of Communication and how we've grown over the years. This is Doc Talk. Over the course of this semester, we've seen my documentary go from being a little idea written down on a scrap piece of notebook paper to a completed documentary. From the initial storyboard and shot list to creating lists of sources, collecting a crazy collection of footage, we've compiled it all into a video, what seemed like would never happen, right? When you're in that editing process, you kind of hit a wall where you think it's never going to happen, but then it does. But now that we've done it, let's take a step back and talk about all the work we've done on this podcast too, because that also deserves some recognition. If you remember early on, I dropped some new words into your vocab by explaining that this podcast serves as an educational pedagogy. As a quick reminder, according to Merriam-Webster, pedagogy is the art, science, or profession of teaching. So this definition is pretty broad, but covers aspects of teaching and that there's many moving parts to pedagogy that includes teaching styles, feedback, and assessment, but basically it all boils down to the study of different teaching methods. So there are different approaches and different scholars view approaches differently, but basically using podcasts as a way to teach the process of documentary creation is the inquiry-based teaching approach, and that's a very unique approach because really it encourages learners to engage in exploring by learning and failing, investigating as they're learning a new video editing software, they're conducting their own research, and they're studying to eventually put together an entire documentary. Although pedagogy seems like it's a big word, it really just boils down to understanding the different teaching styles. As one of my students and I have developed the phrase this semester, let that simmer in your skillet. When creating a documentary, you're working with archives, collections, and different individuals to ultimately tell a story. So working on a video project like this is an excellent educational experience for students for many reasons, but we'll break down some reasons as to why multimodal teaching approaches like this unlock skills in students you may not otherwise see and enhance their learning experience. First, it caters to different learning styles, right? So people have different learning preferences, whether they're visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or tactile learners, right? But multimodal teaching ensures that instructional materials are presented in a way, right, where there's different formats and you're kind of accommodating those different learning styles that might sometimes otherwise be ignored, right? Then naturally you're learning by doing, as you're learning how to edit, you're shooting, you're doing interviews, you're doing these things on your own. Then you're also teaching students of different ability levels just by working on a college campus. Some students are actually involved in STN2, our student television network. Some aren't and have never edited before or have very minimal editing experience, right? So you're able to really cater to their levels as they're working onto these assignments as they become more independent. You're also fostering an inclusive learning environment, and really overall, multimodal teaching approaches offer a flexible and inclusive framework for delivering instruction that really caters to the diverse needs of students and to the preferences of all learners, which really makes learning more accessible and equitable for all. So while we've taken some time to talk about how it could be beneficial to integrate it into the classroom, students need more programs like the Graduate Communication Program at the University of Hartford, where you have the opportunity to create a graduate project versus a traditional thesis. So being able to create a documentary about the program that helped me get to where I am now and a podcast to share this experience with others has been tremendous. On top of the benefits that we mentioned earlier, there are some even stronger direct effects that having student-led assignments like documentary creation can have. There is enhanced creativity and collaboration and communication throughout the classroom. You watch these conversations come alive as students are discussing, right? In the class that I'm a teaching intern for this semester, we were trying to have students, you know, ensure that they're not all using the same content, and they're discussing which pieces of interviews that they're using, and just watching their conversations and how engaged and interested they are and how they're thinking and helping each other is just so impressive. And of course, with editing, you're developing digital literacy. I mean, these kids are very quickly learning how to edit video. In some cases, we're also doing graphic design work and also doing audio production work. And these skills are really transferable to various academic and professional contexts. So really, classes like this are preparing students for success in the digital age, which is so crucial as well. As well as having, you know, authentic assessment with students being able to have a more authentic form of assessment compared to traditional exams or essays. These students are not just simply regurgitating information. They have to demonstrate their understanding by applying it in a real-world context and literally in the real world while conducting interviews on the go, which is very impressive. And it shows with their increased motivation and ownership of the work that they're doing. And especially as we're approaching the end of the semester, right, we're really seeing them promoting reflection and metacognition as they're reflecting on the choices that they made, evaluating their progress, and then making adjustments as needed. And then also kind of watching them take that step back after having, you know, the review and the feedback after the rough cut and seeing, wow, you know, some things that I never would have thought in a million years. And it's such a great note. And they're really picking up this feedback, and it's just so impressive. And they're reflecting on their successes and challenges. And it really just helps them develop a growth mindset and really helps them become more resilient, independent learners and truly prepares them for the real world. So overall, student-led assignments like video production assignments and multimodal approaches of others' forms, right? They offer a dynamic and engaging way for students to learn, collaborate, and share something that is just beautiful. So by allowing students to take control of their learning and create a project that fosters creativity and shows, you know, their creative thinking skills and enhances their digital literacy skills, we're really preparing these students for life after college. So with everything being said, I have saved this very last section of the podcast for the night before the symposium. With the nervous energy of it all, between sharing two different posters, one being for, of course, this podcast. I'm very excited for it. I think it looks very pretty. That was a priority of mine, of course. And then for my research methods course, also under the direction of Dr. Kristen Conforo, is the research methods class, my poster on the focus group portion of our research on mattering and belonging at UHART. Hopefully you're at the grad symposium. I can tell you all about it there. But I really wanted my emotions to be raw and for my eyes to be absolutely tired after finalizing everything for the symposium, knowing that Wednesday, May 1st, 2024 would be the last real day of my graduate program and the end of my higher education experience. And I have so many people to thank for getting me here. First off, a big thank you to Dr. Kristen Conforo for tolerating me and all of my ridiculous ideas, and for always having the best dairy-free recipes and snacks. I'm so glad to have learned from the best, and thank you for everything these past 2 years, starting back from when I was just some kid at Eastern who wanted to learn more about grad school, who knew that literally just about exactly 2 years later from when I got my offer letter for UHeart, that we'd be here getting ready for the symposium. So just a big thank you to you. Of course, another big thank you I owe to Dr. Susan Cardillo, who I've had the pleasure of working with for the past 2 years, as well as her teaching intern. Susan, thank you for everything you've taught me along the way and for all the opportunities to learn. I really appreciate you so much, and thank you for everything. I, of course, have so many other people to thank. Of course, Dr. Banks and Professor Sarah Miner for appearing in the documentary, Zach Haynes for also tolerating me, my other teaching intern, Ciara, my students, Mary Helen, literally everyone in the department. Thank you so much. Also, a big thank you to my boyfriend, Zach. I know you thought I was crazy when I said I wanted to do even more school, but thank you for supporting me through it. I really so appreciate it. And a big thank you to all the listeners that made this possible. I couldn't have done this without you, but this has been Doc Talk, behind the scenes. Thanks for being here, and I hope you learned something.